Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. We begin our broadcast this time with information from the Australian Government Department of Meteorology in Sydney, New South Wales, concerning solar activity. The department advises that solar activity and sunspot activity has fallen to a very low level. It's now 8. That's the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux. Single digits 8. That's the lowest on record for several months, in fact several years. And the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has fallen to 72, and that's also very low. Now those figures are not expected to change significantly in the very near future, so we can expect to experience rather poor propagation on long distance circuits. That's multi-hop circuits on shortwave on frequencies, that's darkness path or semi-darkness path on frequencies above about 14 megahertz. But frequencies above 40 megahertz on daylight paths will continue to be somewhat more reliable. In the meantime, I have some information concerning propagation and monitoring here in Melbourne. We're now moving to our midwinter period. In fact, it's midwinter already with the sun very low in the sky at noon. And some interesting reception during our morning period in the 31 and 49 metre bands between 2030 and 2100. And this is a summary of some signals noted recently. 9425, the Voice of Korea from Pyongyang, its external service. 9430, China Radio International in French from the Urumqi transmitting site in China. 9480, NHK Radio Japan Tokyo, very, very strong signal with Japanese. 9500, China National Radio Network 1 in Chinese. And 9525, two frequencies on this frequency at the same time. China Radio International from Beijing in Russian, and another station, Voice of Indonesia, Jakarta, in French. And 9585, China Radio International again, from the Kashi transmitting site in Serbian. And English from the same transmitting site at Kashi, from China Radio International on 9600. 9610, Radio Romania International, strong signals with English. And on the next frequency, 9620, the Voice of Turkey, also with English. 9655, the Algerian station RTA, with its relays over Issedon, France, transmitting facilities in French and Arabic. And 9665, the Korean Central Broadcasting System from Pyongyang with its domestic programs. 9745, China Radio International in Esperanto from Urumqi, transmitting site in China. Its co-channel or interference on the same frequency from Radio Free Asia in Kuwait, broadcasting in Chinese. And 9790, Radio France International from Issedon in French. And 9810, China Radio National, China National Radio Network 1, and also on 9860, China National Radio Network 1 in Chinese. 9870, the station broadcasting from Saudi Arabia, the broadcasting keeping of Saudi Arabia in Arabic. 9875, the Korean Central Broadcasting System from Pyongyang with programs in Korean. And 9910, All India Radio, signing on at 2045 in English.
And the final frequency, 9865, China Radio International from Kunming in Chinese. We turn our attention now to the 49 metre bands and interesting signals there in the 2030 to 2100 period. 5950 Korean Broadcasting System from the Issedon, France relay station, broadcasting in French. 6100, two stations on the street at the same time, Korean Central Broadcasting System from Pyongyang with its home service in Korean, and China Radio International from Xi'an in Arabic. 6080, China National Radio Network 1 in Chinese, and 6020, China Radio International in Polish from the station at Shijian, I just can't pronounce that. And 5995, Voice of Hope, broadcasting station in Korea, broadcasting at 100 kilowatts, with signals, with broadcasts known as the Echo of Hope. And 5985, China Radio International, again, from Beijing in English, with signals. So quite a number of stations, a lot of activity in the 49 metre band there as well, here in Melbourne, between 2030 and 2100. And those types of conditions will continue in the immediate future, at least for the Southeast Australian monitoring reception zone. And some shortwave station news. First of all, New Zealand. Radio New Zealand International has made some frequency changes, and these are as follows. 1259 to 1650. The frequency is 6170 with 50 kilowatts, 35 degrees, 35 degrees antenna. English to All Pacific. And that frequency replaces 5995. And 1651 to 1858. Same frequency, same transmitter designations. Saturdays only, replacing 5995. Oman, Radio Sultanate of Oman in English, be noted by European monitors, 1400 to 1405 on 15140 to Western Europe, with 100 kilowatts, 315 degrees, and 1405 to 1500 on the same frequency, 15140 English. Philippines. Reception of Radio Tios by the Far East Broadcasting Company, Manila, be noted in Europe, 1500 to 1600 on 11650 with 100 kilowatts, 323 degrees, to Central Asia in Russian, fair signals. Frequency changes for the Voice of the People in South Korea. 0530 to 2330 on 3910. That replaces, or it's a minor change from 3912, Korean, non-directional to Northeast Asia. And on 6520, a minor frequency change from 6518. 0530 to 2330, Korean. And frequency changes for the Echo of Hope, Voice of Hope. 0600 to midnight on 5995, 100 kilowatts, non-directional to Northeast Asia in Korean, that replaces 6003. And 0600 to midnight on 6350, same program again in Korean, that replaces 6348. So some minor frequency changes there. And also from Korea. KBS World Radio via the Issedon relay station. 2000 to 2100 on 5950, 250 kilowatts, 182 degrees to Northwest Africa in French, very good reception in Europe. And 1900 to 2000 on 6145 from the Wolverton, England relay station. 300 kilowatts, 172 degrees, French to Western Europe. And Spanish Foreign Radio has been noted in Europe on three frequencies, 1400 to 1800 on 15520, 17715, and 17855. They're also all 200 kilowatts, being variously 110 degrees, 230 degrees, and 290 degrees. They're Saturdays and Sundays to the Americas. And the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation, noted in Europe, on 11750 from the Trincomalee station, 1630 to 1730, the program called Sinhala City FM Daily, and 1730 to 1830, same frequency, same transmitting site, same program, but that's Saturdays and Sundays, and that's to the near and Middle East. And reception of HSK9, Radio Thailand World Service, noted in Europe, on 17850, 1000 to 1100 from Udon, transmitting site there in Thailand, 250 kilowatts, 305 degrees, in Thai, to the near and Middle East. So there are a few signals noted recently, or a few stations noted recently by our monitors in Europe, and some interesting reception there from Asia and Africa.
That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.